This is the December meeting of the Committee of the Whole for Parks and Human Services. With us today is Council President Bernie, Council Vice President Carson, Council Members Padgett, Margeson, and Anderson, and me, Hank Myers, Chairman. We will not be meeting in January, so this is the meeting that takes place on, so you don't have to give up your football on January 1st to come in for a meeting. Our first item is the final facilities strategic management plan, and Carolyn Hope will be presenting.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. Your mic.
Thought it was on. Okay. Thank you for having me. Good evening, City Council members and Council President. I'm here tonight to talk about the possible adoption of the final facilities strategic management plan. We came to you in September at a study session to reveal the draft plan to you, and you had a couple of questions that I believe Director Van Winkle addressed during the budget study sessions about some of the projects that were proposed and how much investment would be made in facilities. And I'd be happy to answer any further questions that you have tonight, but what we're proposing is to bring this item as new business in January, do a short presentation so the public can understand the plan a little bit, and ask for a vote to approve the document as a guiding document for City Council in future budget deliberations.
Are there any questions? Well, I guess we'll add one. It was an excellent study, and it, in short, what it told us is that over the next 20 years, we have $440 million worth of projects for which we don't have any identified funding. In the final plan, is there any recommendations either on funding, timing, or anything else, or is it just a, here's what we should do?
Well, the plan is, like I said, a guiding document, and we used it this budget cycle to propose projects moving forward, and we did increase the, in the proposed budget, we increased the contribution towards facilities quite significantly from what we did in the past. We didn't quite meet what the plan suggested in a $20 million a year effort, but we made a lot of progress, and I think that's what we're looking for with this document. And there's many documents that the city produces that don't have a completely funded capital program, and we will continue to look for grant opportunities and partnerships as we move forward with each project individually.
Thank you. And again, this is for buildings, facilities. Yes. Does not include any roads or parks or any other capital issues that may be remaining out there.
That's right.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll now move to a report on the Eastside Rail Corridor branding project. Did you bring your branding iron?
I should have. Jeff Aiken, Senior Park Planner. Thanks for having me tonight. So I want to update you on the branding process for the Eastside Rail Corridor, of which the Redmond Central Connector is one of the nested brands that will continue to exist. And I think it's about a year and a half ago, the Regional Advisory Council approved a branding effort, and Council President Bernie is our representative on that. And since then, we have gone out for an RFP, and they have got Icon out of Atlanta, who has branded the Atlanta Beltline, done some work around the Olympics, Coca-Cola, lots of big name projects that they have been part of. And so they have gone through a long process to generate feedback about what they've learned, talking to each of the RAC members, including Council President Bernie, reaching out to over 2,000 community members, about 1,500 countywide and about 600 located just in communities along the corridor to develop these names. And so I can jump through a few slides. These are their slides, not mine, but basically they have a lot of material. We have shortened it down dramatically, but kind of give you a taste of the process, but really want to get to the names and get some feedback from you, your thoughts on the potential names. So when Council President Bernie goes back to the Regional Advisory Council in January, that will inform her opinion. So quickly, their process over the last 6 months, has been talking with stakeholders, meeting people out in the field, doing intercept surveys, audits of other trails, other brands that stand out, kind of looking to where they're going. We'll identify these these names in January, and at that point they'll start the design of logos, potential wayfinding, signage. Is there a tagline of how they really market the trail and work to get it built faster, raise regional awareness of the trail? So did a lot, as I mentioned, 2,000 stakeholder interviews and lots of different feedback, but, you know, takeaway is it really connects everyone, and it's a big piece of Redmond's downtown. It's something that the future, an opportunity that we won't get too many more times. Asked people, you know, what they thought the brand should be or shouldn't be, and different opinions on railroad history, whether it should be the Wilburton Trestle, dinner trains, lots of wide-ranging opinions on what a brand could be from members of the public. A little more qualitative of how trails make people feel. So some benefits that I think we all see when we're on the RCC. Then they started working on the name, and I've learned a lot about branding and their process in this, but, you know, really looking at themes they identified in the public outreach, which you see a bunch of different ones here that we've tried to capture as we've thought of the RCC design and how we connect it with our neighbors. And then creating this brand position, which they call the DNA or the North Star, but really informs how the brand should work and kind of always guides their design process. And so it's not the name, but it's what their designers use to really inform themselves as they start to create the names. And so that was Freedom to Connect, which really looking at the places the trail can take you, the way it makes you feel, the connections with various other trails, jobs, opportunities, those type of things. And then as they kind of honed in on the name, you know, really looking at these kind of creative pillars that they want it to express. And kind of getting, you know, more strategic and more detailed. Is it going to limit us in some way in the future? Is it going to be easily pronounced by all different cultures and people in the region? Something that we could trademark if that was ever of interest. So running through this series of tests and this process they have gone through. And then they presented us, after a much longer build-up last week, with some naming options. And so now we can dive in. The first one was the Eastway, and these are all of Icon's slides. So I'll, you know, read some of it, but by and about the East Side, Redmond Central Connector on the Eastway. So they use it in different ways, both links, how you might use it in conversation, some attributes of that name. So that was the first of four you will see. The second, the 425. So really seeing the East Side Rail Corridor, you know, an alternative transportation way to 405, a cool factor, East Side ownable. So the RCC on the 425. Number three generated some debate on pronunciation, but East Rail. So a lot of graphical possibilities when they got to a logo design options, if this was a way the committee wanted to go. But captures that multimodal essence that we talk about with the East Side Rail Corridor of transit and trails and utilities. So the RCC on the East Trail. See, I think that was three, and so four was the E. Just simple, modern, cool. I said their words, so it's, we've been kind of absorbing all of these and thinking about them. We just got them late last week, so. So that's the four names. I don't know if Council President Burney, you want to add anything from the discussion last week, or how we?
Well, I want to say thank you for abbreviating the hour and a half, 2 hour meeting that we had in that short period of time. So these are the four names that it will be one of these. And so what we really need is your feedback. I know you don't have all the background that we got, but some of these you might have you might like it or not like it immediately. We all had reactions even after sitting through that whole presentation. So I'd love to hear from you if you have any thoughts about these four, because I have to go back in January and share with them what we all thought of them. I already shared what my initial reaction was, but I would love to hear yours.
Ms. Padier.
Thank you. I really like the East Rail. I like the combination of rail and trail, and I feel like it's simple, but it just has a lot of possibilities. And I like the idea of the way that you, just the imaginative ways you could brand it. So that's my vote.
Mr. Carson.
So I can tell you, well, I don't really care for the 425 because I think it gets confused with the area code. And that's what, was that brought up at?
The intent was to make it the area code.
I get what they're
right.
doing, but then you're, I mean, there's a 425 magazine,
right.
There's a, you know.
Yeah, there was some discussion about that, like the rights might be challenging. And also, the other thought was that I guess there's another area code that could come online depending on number of phones,
right.
And so then would you be limiting what it really meant?
Right, yeah, that's the other issue, is that it's transient. In the long term. So I think I like East Trail the best of those. It's of those choices. I mean, yeah, I think you could probably scare up a lot. They probably had a lot more to actually start with, but from what they came down to. And I do think the graphical possibilities are kind of nice with that one. So obviously like a shared T between the two, and so.
Any other questions or comments? I do have a question. Is this, there are several rail corridors that are, for example, is our central connector included in the East Side Rail Corridor?
Yes.
Okay.
It is one, that is, we are a part of the East Side Rail Corridor. It goes from Renton all the way up to the Snohomish Line. It goes through Renton, Bellevue, Kirkland, Redmond, Woodinville,
Then Snohomish.
So that's, yeah, so it's that entire section.
Now, I can understand that if this were applying to the primary, which starts in Redmond, in Renton, rather, and goes all the way to Snohomish, it was interesting that one of the comments was, and I don't know that they even knew what they were talking about, but it talked about the Spirit of Washington, which, of course, is a dinner train that used to run between Renton and Woodinville, is now defunct. But our central connector, along with the East Lake Sammamish Trail, is a separate spur and has been all along. Will we have to adopt this brand, or can we still call us the central connector?
So one comment I want to make is that they did know that it used to be the Spirit of Washington dinner train. They did research all the history of the rail line from its inception, so they knew all the iterations of it. And yes, the idea is that our brand would be nested within this one. It would be so that if someone wanted to utilize this rail corridor, whatever it becomes, that you know you're still on the same segment of trail. It's also, you have to remember that the East Side Rail Corridor is nested within the regional trail system, so there's other trail networks that are connecting with this. So the idea is to bring it all together to one thing. They found the name the East Side Rail Corridor just doesn't ring true for what it is, and so they're trying to find something that really makes it its own thing. However, also bring in the Kirkland, the Cross Kirkland Corridor, the Redmond Central Connector, and anything else that's coming into it. But our two cities are the ones that already have names for our segment, and we don't want to lose that. So it'll be something that can fit within that.
So if I went to Arnie Tomac and I said, hey, Arnie, let's go ride the East Trail, would he know what I was talking about?
Well, the idea would be that to brand it and then develop a campaign to share with other people and to put signage on the trail itself and to really make it into something. One of the really interesting parts of our presentation was I went through other regional trail systems throughout the country, and there are many that are of similar creation to ours, where it's nested within other things. And that was really fun to see what some of the other cities have done. It's Mr. Aiken has the whole presentation. If you want to take a look at it, I'm sure he would share it with you. But there's, was it Philadelphia?
Yeah, the circuit trails in Philadelphia.
The circuit trails. That was much more extensive than ours, but of a similar nature to taking different parts and putting them together. And they had kind of color coding for finding your way through it. It was really interesting.
But at least that one is basically one path.
Oh.
Okay.
It's many pieces that find each other.
Okay.
Through different ways.
Mr. Margeson, thank you.
Thank you. So since you asked, none of these really jump out and say, grab me, grab a hold of me, to be honest with you. For simplicity's sake, I like the E, only because if you pay by the letter, you save a lot of money that way. So I was just thinking economically. But I can see the allure of East Trail as well, or I guess if you want to call it East Rail. But therein lies the rub. Do you call it East Trail or East Rail? There's a little confusing. So go simple, go the E. And I actually kind of like the 425 as well. I don't like Eastway. That one didn't ring at all.
Ms. Anderson.
So I'm a fan of the simplicity, and the Eastway short could be called the E. I was curious who on the group was from Southern California versus Northern California. So if you know the story about in California, they call it the five in Southern California and five up in Northern California. So it seems a little bit SoCal on the leaning on the branding here, but I would favor the Eastway. I think that's simple, and it would, as a category of things that are happening on the east side, you have the Eastway, Redmond Central Connector, Eastway, Cross Kirkland Corridor. It's harder to say East Trail, that subsection of the trail. So, and you can always go with any of those items that start with E, and you can shorten it to say the E. It might come up on its own.
So that's wonderful feedback. What's interesting about this conversation, I think it's pretty much a synopsis of the whole rack when we talked about this. I agreed with you. I thought Eastway was more, in some ways, generic, but very quantified the east side. And I had issues with how to say East Trail, East Rail. I was worried about that, especially when we talk about the demographics changing in our region and how you make that confusing. But many people said all of them will be shortened to the E anyway. So that was a nice summary. I really thank you all for your feedback. If there's anything else you want me to know about it, and like I said, Mr. Aiken has the full presentation, so if you want to go through the whole thing, all 80 slides, I think it was, more than happy to. I don't have to share my thoughts until the end of January, so if you could get back to me before then, if you do have more definitive ideas, I would be happy to take them.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Ms. Anderson.
Everyone would love to see that presentation, Mr. Aiken. Thank you.
If you'd maybe just share with everybody. Thank you, Mr. Myers.
Okay. Back to Jeff and for cultural creative consultant opportunity.
Thanks. This is an opportunity that the three of us here at the table have been working on that we wanted to inform you about, and it's with 4Culture, and they have launched a new program that they're calling the Creative Consultancy Program, and really looking at how they can enable King County cities to engage the talents of artists and other folks to think about some of the challenges we're facing in our communities in different ways and engage new audiences and how we think about that. And almost, you know, similar to an artist in residence, but they're calling it a consultancy. So the programs could range from 6 weeks to 6 months to a year. And 4Culture is providing stipends for those. So originally, Jessica, former arts administrator, we had submitted an application or letter of interest. And the three of us interviewed three different artists last month, talking about some key topics of homelessness and the tree canopy, which I'll be talking to you next about, and kind of getting ideas of how they might help us broaden our outreach and reach out to people in different ways and have this discussion. And so we went through a process and ranked our applicants, I guess, to put in a better way. And then it went back to 4Culture, and we found out late last week that we got our first choice. And so that was Susan Robb, and she had done a variety of different things from sculptures, trail walks, engaging youth in homeless youth in different ways, social engagement, photography, different type of things. She's been a former artist in residence in Seattle and current artist in residence in Tacoma. She had tree tours, kind of multiple environmental art projects, but lots of exciting opportunities. I don't know if either of you want to add any thoughts, but
I think just in summary, we were looking for an artist who could help support the work that we're already planning to do next year. So for Tree Canopy, it's doing the education and outreach to the community about the importance of planting trees and getting them engaged in ongoing efforts we have. And then Kent, I don't know if you want to describe the goals of your program and what you thought about the artists.
I think going through the interview when we talked to Susan, I was trying to figure out how this would come together, and she threw out some great ideas of something that we've been trying to work with the youth out here and trying to figure out how to connect them with Redmond and make them feel connected to Redmond, and maybe that would change some behaviors and that type of stuff, and the way that her ideas kind of float around the canopy and the homeless youth that we have out here seem to go hand in hand as connecting people and making them feel like they have a connection to Redmond, and so we can better connect services and the community and as a whole. So it kind of sounded like it would go together.
And our next steps would be, after the first of the year, to talk to Susan, and she would submit a proposal of what a project could look like that incorporates tree canopy, homelessness, and have a discussion, and then we could bring that back in February to share where we are with that. And then if we decided to go forward, we would identify that scope, and that would start later in 2019. But
questions, comments, Mr. Murchison?
So in the memo, we talked about the fiscal impacts, and is the do we know yet whether it'll be a short, medium, or long-term arrangement? And is that a pass-through, meaning that will be paid for by Four Cultures? So that'll be the grant. They grant us the artist, and they cover the expense. So could you share a little, hum a few bars on that one, please?
Yes, the latter. It would be a pass-through from Four Culture, and the artist, when they come back with a scope, can propose, you know, if it is a year-long project and what we think of that or how that might work with our current staff capacity, or a shorter-term project, and kind of have time to bounce some ideas off and hone in on that scope and then circle back to the timing.
So we're still in the exploration kind of that phase right now,
right.
But we did get our first choice on artists, so congrats.
Yes.
Anything else? Well, then, thank you. And finally, we'll talk about Tree Canopy.
Thank you. So, Tree Canopy, bringing you a staff recommendation that we would put Tree Canopy, the strategic plan, on the January 15th 2019 agenda as a new business item. We could give a short presentation, and then should council be interested, we can consider seeking a vote that night. Just circling back, we have been to council four times over the last year and a half. The most recent was mid-September, where we presented the final Tree Canopy strategic plan with the goal of 40%, the strategies that were outlined, summary of the community engagement, and kind of the metrics we would use. And so now we would be looking at coming back and getting any comments on last comments and then moving forward.
Ms. Anderson.
Thank you. I'm just curious if you could talk a little bit about how this plan is related to the budget item that we've had been deliberations about for additional trees, and how that relates. I'm curious what the status of draft means as well.
Yes, the latter first. We have left it draft until council approves it, and then we'll remove that.
That was my suspicion. Thank you.
Addition. to the first point, we really envision this as a guiding high-level document, and then kind of in a six-year implementation plan, we'll highlight some of the short-term, more short-term goals that we will pursue around education and private tree planting and public tree planting, and then really using the budget where we would bring actual projects, like you saw the two additional acres, some of the tree mitigation things where you would actually see a more defined project and the cost attached to that given the site or range of costs. So, yeah, so kind of high level down to the budget is really the implementing way we've seen it.
Well, good. It's true we've seen this two or three times before. So any other comments before we put this forward to the Ms. Burney?
I want to say thank you. It's nice to see it all come together because I know you did a lot of outreach starting probably a year and a half ago, maybe from the park plan, actually. I guess that's when it really started. So I think it's wonderful. And I know you took it to other commissions and things like that as well. But I'm looking forward to seeing some of the next steps implementing, like we had talked about through the budget process as well. So thank you.
Mr. Murchison.
I'd want to double down on that as well to say good work and also to thank our community for their input. I know there was a lot of effort put into reaching out to folks, but also thanks to those folks for spending a part of their evenings, whether it was at one of the events or whatnot, filling out a questionnaire or sharing their thoughts or going online and sharing their input. So this looks like a really nice plan at first blush. And I'm mostly focused on implementation plans because I want to know where the rubber's going to hit the road. So and so far, so good. And I'm most interested, I realize what we can do as a city, but I'm also most interested to see what we can do in partnership with private homeowners, having gone through that myself and the challenges that I face trying to find the right tree in the right spot and having a resource would be really great to do that. So I'm very encouraged.
Anything else then? Well, thank you very much. This is our last meeting of the year. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Burney.
When you're done with this item, I have two things.
Okay. And we'll see you in a month. Enjoy your time off.
Or 2 months. February, wow. I had two things. One, I forgot to mention that with the naming of the Eastside Rail Corridor, the King County staff said they would have some opportunity for people to give feedback online. We haven't seen what that looks like yet, but we were very encouraging them to make sure that anyone could give comments that they wanted to out in the public as well, because I think that's part of this whole process to make it transparent and give some feedback. So I want our constituents to know that they could also give feedback at some point. So we'll make sure we push that out when it comes to us. And the second thing was that we have a PPW meeting next week. We don't have a council meeting, but we have a committee of the whole. And so we need to make sure that we have quorum for that. So if you are not planning on attending the 11th, December 11th meeting at 4:30, please let the chair, Ms. Potier, and Ms. Hart know that you will not be attending so that we can make sure we have quorum. And that's all.
Anything else for the good of the order? Mr. Murchison, did you have something?
Just want to say thank you. Nice, okay. Efficient meeting.
Well, this is our meeting is adjourned.